fireball for the Lord, amen. Amen. Can you stand, amen? All of them, can you stand? We throw and grasp somebody by the hand. We throw and grasp somebody by the hand. Amen. And let's pray God's blessing upon you. Amen. Lord God, once again, we come before you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God, for your love kindness.
Yes.
Thank you for this time of worship.
Yes.
When we can come, Lord God, to bless you, to praise you, to adore you, magnify you, and lift you up.
Yes.
Because, Lord God, you're worthy. Worthy to be praised.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God, for the people that have come. We pray, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit, for rain down from heaven. We decrease right now in the name of Jesus. And we trust that your Spirit will come in. Bless us, Lord, in a good measure. Press down, shake together, and run all over. Lord God, every problem, every issue, every thing that we're going through, Lord God, we want to praise you right now through it. Through that valley, we're going to praise you through it. Through that health problem, we're going to praise you through it. Through that financial problem, we're going to praise you through it. So Lord God, we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Remain family, for we are the book of 2 Samuel. The book of 2 Samuel, the 6th chapter. When you find the places, say amen. The book of 2 Samuel, the 6th chapter. When you find it, look down at verse 16. The 2 Samuel, the 6th chapter, start with verse 16. When you find the places, say amen. I still see some Bible pages being turned, amen. So we're patient, amen. 2 Samuel, the 6th chapter, starting with verse 16, amen. And as the ark of God came unto the city of David, Micah, Saul's brother, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. And she despised him in her heart. Now look over at verse 20. Then David returned to bless his household. And Michael, the brother of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today, in the eyes of the handmaid of his servant, and one of the vain fellows, shamelessly uncovered himself. Verse 21. And David said to Micah, "It was before the Lord was told me before thy father, and before all his house, to appoint me over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will pray before the Lord." Look about at verse 23. Verse 23. "Therefore, Micah, the brother of Saul, had no child until the day of her birth." Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. While you stand before you take your seats, say with me, "I'm not ashamed of my praise." Let's say it again. "I'm not ashamed of my praise." I'll give a little handcuff, amen. 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 "I'm not ashamed of my praise." Sometimes in life, my brothers and sisters, amen, we encounter many different people. We come across many different things. People have different ways, different means of doing things. And I found out, amen, some will agree with you and some will disagree, amen? Everybody have a right for their own opinion, amen. Some of my years ago, if I was born in Christ, I thought I was all right. I thought, amen, that I could eat and drink and be merry, amen. And thinking it was all right, amen. I drunk liquor, I smoked cigarettes, you know. I had my own way of thinking, amen. I was in the world, but I was not in Christ. Amen. I came to church. I got baptized. I sung on the choir. Amen. I ushered the door. I gave my tithe and offering, but I thought I was saved. Amen. I thought I was all right. I even clapped my hand every once in a while in the church. Amen. But I wasn't connected with Christ. See, I was connected on the road. I was connected, amen, by signature. Amen. I was connected, amen, because I was a member. But I was not connected with Christ. I realized and recognized that I was disconnected. Everybody say disconnected. I was disconnected with Christ. I was in the church, but not in Christ. I was afraid and ashamed to say amen. I was afraid to shout in the church. Afraid that somebody can look around. Afraid that somebody can say, he's a holy roller. Everybody say, holy roller. But what happened, my brother and sister? I became somebody that's called a people pleaser. Everybody say people pleaser. Sometimes in life, we become people pleasers. That's why we want to say amen. That's why we want to say thank you, Jesus. That's why we want to pop our feet and shout sometimes, amen. Because we try to look around and see who's watching us and go back and label us as a holy roller. Now, if we examine our text on this Sunday morning, I see David, and he is king now. And on the first thing of his administration, amen, he goes back to, amen, and gets this thing called the Ark of the Covenant. Amen. You see, Saul's administration was not spiritual enough. Amen. David is the thing of the world. But David, he's a man of God. But David, amen, on his mind, he wants to bless the Lord. Amen. The Bible says he goes back to get the ark of covenant to bring it to New Jerusalem. Amen. The Bible says that David, amen, he got his food together. He got 30,000 people, amen, to go back with them, with him to get this ark of covenant. The Bible said that baby, man, got this ark of covenant. He put on a brand new car. Everybody said brand new car. His ark was being driven, amen. Jumbo story, man. Ark was driven this car going down the hill, amen. And the accident happened. You see, things will happen if you got oxen being pulling a cart going down the hill. The Bible said the ark of the covenant tilted and moved to the side. And this man named Uzzah reached out and touched the ark of the covenant. And the Bible said that Uzzah died right there on the spot. And the Bible said, baby, he became displeased. Baby, man, he didn't get upset with the Lord, but he said, I'm not going to deal with the ark of the covenant anymore. Baby took the ark of the covenant and said, the house of Obed-Adam. What's this guy's name? Obed. He takes it to the house of Obed-Edom. He leaves it there for 3 months. And the Bible said that Obed got blessed. Obed-Edom's house got blessed in a good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, man. Everybody said pressed down, shaken together, run all over, man. I said that for a reason, man. Don't deny the case from Bible school. Amen. Don't deny Bible study. Because we can get to the blessing, amen, in a good measure. Plus, down, shake together, run all over. The author of the covenant prayed and Obed-Edom had for 3 months. David heard about the blessing of the Lord. David said, I've given away the blessing that is paid for me and my household. Have you ever given away your blessings, amen, but God intended for you? Baby, realize that. The Bible said, baby, just his food together. Realize and recognize he needs to go back. Go back with his brother's father again. He gets the ark of the covenant, amen. He best time his brother's right. Let's look at somebody think I'm doing right. His brother's right. You see, baby was supposed to take the ark of the covenant, amen, not put on a cart with my oxen, but he was supposed to have taken the priest, the holy man of God, the cart on the shoulder of a man. They had disobeyed instructions coming from the Lord. About for God got upset. And Uzzah is a big part of the puppet of the covenant, amen. He died because of my father's instructions. Now, David was doing right. David placed the Ark of the Covenant with the priest, Martha's home, about for every 6 months. Ah, David walked every 6 months. Ah, David turned around and stopped the procession. Stopped over 30,000 people, amen, and gave God the praise. Sacrifice oxygen, sacrifice, amen, and for the Lord. Just imagine the picture of things that were going on. 30,000 people leaving the procession, marching, every 6 months, David takes time out of his ministry and give God the praise, amen. Come on, bless the Lord, amen. Part of this, how many times you have gotten busy doing something for the Lord, doing something on a better basis? You can stop what you're doing and give God the praise. How much will it take to give God the praise for all what he's done? So I look for the word praise. Praise means when you adore the Lord. Praise means when you bless the Lord. Praise when you magnify the Lord. Praise when you lift up hands. Praise when you say thank you, Jesus. Praise when you pump the feet. Praise when you get happy in the Lord. Praise when you become a holy Lord, amen. The Bible says that babe, King David, he marched to Jerusalem with the Ark of the Covenant. He's happy, praising God. But the Bible says that, look over in verse 16. It says, and the Ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Micah, Saul's brother. Everybody say Micah. Saul's brother. So he looked out the window. She seen David dancing. She seen David have a good time up there. Seen David had taken off his robe. David taken off his crown, amen. And she got despised. Or rather, she got disgusted at David. She had a hate moment at David, amen. She said, herself, amen, what in the world is man doing? He's supposed to be king. He's embarrassing himself. He ought to be ashamed of what he's doing. And the Bible said that David came and produced him. Marching, praising God, every 6 steps, amen. Finally, gets to Jerusalem. And the Bible said to King David, amen, come to a point to go home. Sometimes it's good to go home, but this time it's a bad thing to go home, amen. The Bible said to King David, open the door, bound the door with his wife, Micah, the daughter of Saul. Notice the Bible all the time talks about not so much David's wife, but the daughter of Saul. Y'all remember Saul, don't you? Saul was a disobedient man. Saul was called up by the Lord to be king over Israel. But Saul became disobedient. And the Bible said that God rejected Saul, or rather Saul got fired. Because he did not do the instruction of the Lord. But this is Saul's daughter, Mary, man. He was in the temple, or in the house of David, man. David comes to the door, open the door up, and she's going to meet him. Oh, she got fire and went inside of her. About a friend of that, Micah, she looks at David. She tells him, and man, look over at verse 21. Then David said, Micah, verse 20. And David returned the breath of his household. And Micah, his brother of Saul, came up and meet him and said, how glorious will the king of Israel today? But uncovered himself in the eyes of the handmaid of his servant and vain father. And watch this, shamelessly uncovered by Seer. Amen. Micah was trying to bring David down. Have you ever had somebody bring you down? Everybody make you feel bad because we were praising God. Micah, amen, she was on a guilt trip, amen. And the reason why Micah was born by, amen, she was not disconnected with the Lord, amen. The Bible says King David goes home rejoicing and glad, spirit-filled, amen, of the Lord. Open the door and Micah breaks him down. Said, you ought to be ashamed of what you have done. Baby knew where he was born, amen. Michael picked the palm of a thorn tree, amen. But question her, but humiliate baby, man. Throw some cold water on the fire and King baby. And I look at this incident that was taking place between Sister Micah and King baby, amen. I couldn't help but analyze in my mind the examples of a cheerleader and a firefighter. Y'all know what a cheerleader is, right? Come on now. What's a cheerleader? Somebody that's a football game, and man, jump up and down and do flips and everything. And the ball time tell my team, come on, go, 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 go. We can make it, amen. We can score. And then on the other hand, there's a firefighter. We got a firefighter in here. Huh? And firefighters. You know what a firefighter is, amen? When they see a fire, the driver will put out the fire. Amen? They put the rain hat on, put the raincoat on, get the hose in, man, and when they see a fire, they pull back a lever and put out the fire. Yeah. Can we label Sister Micah as a firefighter? Yeah. Baby was on fire for the Lord. Yeah. Come on, man. Baby, man, was best for the Lord. Well, here comes his wife, father boy, man, with the hose pouring, put my fire. Yeah. Have we ever had somebody put out their fire? Yeah. When you were praising God, when you were adoring the Lord, when we were blessing the Lord, here comes somebody saying, they're going to pick all that. You don't have to do that in the church. We are Baptists, not Holy Rollers. Come on, man. Sometimes, man, we become a firefighter, making comments, looking at somebody with strings, because they're doing something by saying amen. Somebody get filled with a spirit and search and bump their feet and give God a place. Just because we don't do it, man, don't crucify somebody else.
Amen. That's right.
Since Michael was crucified, my husband, baby man, a spiritual man. But then I will look at this story, and man, now on the other side, can we label Sister Micah as a firefighter? Father, put out baby fire. But look at verse 21. Look at verse 21. Babies respond to Sister Micah. See, notice he's been arguing with her. He's been break down and man and want to fight her. The Bible says that baby and man responds up to Micah. Baby reminds her of what he puts her on notice, right, man, that I'm not ashamed of my praise, man. In time, man, you're in the church, on the drive, or going down the highway, in the store, you put a moment for witness and testify, man. And somebody look at the strange, but somebody talking about you. Let's tell them, I'm not ashamed. Come on, say it with me. I'm not ashamed of my praise, man. See, when we praise God, man, we worship him. We bless him alone, man. And whoever got a problem with worshiping God, they got a problem with self, man. The Bible says that verse 21, and baby said unto Micah, it is before the Lord which chose me before my father. And before all his people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will pray before the Lord. Amen. Baby said that you can talk or you won't talk, but I'm not ashamed of my praise. Amen. Baby, realize and recognize is mine. But it was a good thing for glorify the Lord. Saul was daughter. Look at somebody say Saul was daughter. She was disconnected from King David. Saul was daughter. Most of all, she was disconnected from God. Let's break it from down. Number one, how can we get disconnected from God? Good question, man. Sometimes we have commitment issues going on in life, man. Everybody say commitment. See, commitment, man, you can be committed for food, committed for the TV show, committed for people, committed for the job, committed for all these things of the world, Amen. The Bible says in Romans the 12th chapter, verse 1 and 2, says, tell me, my brother, I beseech you by the mercy of God. If you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, everybody say holy. Holy and acceptable unto God and a reasonable service. And verse 2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed by renewing of what? Your mind, man. Once the mind get right, I heard a long time ago that our mind is a pillar upon your waist. We can place our mind or focus our mind on all these other things of the world. A lust of the flesh, a pride of life, a lust of our eyes. These things will become our commitment in fear of God. And that takes away your place. Amen? Just imagine you, we sat as a pilgrim's sat all day long, watching General Hospital, that thing come on, watching all my sermons. Y'all know what show with, man. Watching Steve Harvey, watching Ricky Lake or whoever come on. I don't know who come on my boy, man. And all those things will make your mind distracted. Watching shooting and killing, man, sexuality going on, hopping in out of bed, man. Those things will transform your mind. And you become committed to it, man. Well, the Bible said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. And then second, how can we get connected to God? First one was, how can we get disconnected? But second one was, how can we get back? How can we get disconnected, connected unto God? The Bible says in James 4, verses 7 and 8, it says, submit, everybody say submit. Submit thyself to God. Resist the devil, he said what? Flee from you. And verse 8 says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you, amen. It's time in life that we submit, or rather come under God's word. Look at somebody with the word of God. Still works. I found out a long time ago, the word of God still works. But once we come under God, come under his blood. Come under his fellowship, amen. And resist that devil. That's how to steal, to kill, and destroy us, amen. And verse 8 says, draw nigh to God. How do we draw nigh to God? Abide in him. Read his word better. We were virtual guys, amen. Trust in him, amen. And then thirdly, how do we stay connected unto God? You know, I've been in church for a long time. And I came to church, you know, and I thought I was doing all right. But then I left the church. I've been playing connected. I've been playing hooked up, man, you know. And so when I came back, I said, where you been? You know, I almost put my name still on the roll with me. I got scared of it, man, you know. but then I got connected back to the church. I thought back coming from Sunday school. I thought I'm coming back to Bible study. I thought I'm coming back to church daily. And when I came to church, man, I listened to a preacher. I wrote things down, man. I said, I need to avail myself, man. Because I don't add up to what God wants me to be, amen. Amen. How do we stay connected? Listen, somebody said, Pray. I remember a pastor friend of mine from years ago. I went to him. I said, Dr. Walker, I'm going through something in life. He said, what's going through? I said, I'm going through a financial problem, I have a marital problem, I'm having a problem with my job. I was full of it. I got a health problem there. He said, pray. I said, what can I do, you know, about the problem I'm going through, you know? He said, pray. He got louder and louder every time. I went back a third time. I said, Dr. Walker, what can I do about the problem, God? He said, pray! That time I got it, amen. Prayer is the answer, amen, to your problem. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that if my people will be called by my name, so I'm going to myself and everybody say, pray. Pray and seek my faith and turn from the wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven, forgive my sin, and heal my land. Oh, can we say together, prayer is the answer to pain. can change things. Amen. So if we look at our text, if we think about this, Sister Micah, she was a firefighter. She put water on Baylor's fire because she was not connected unto God. But only if she had come and committed herself to the Lord. Only if we come and just give God the place. Only, amen, if we just prayed a while, amen, and got connected with God. The Bible says if we submit ourselves to God, this will be, amen, the Bible will free us from us. Amen. When we pray, can we say prayer still works? When we pray, we can get help from the Lord. When we pray, amen, and those come with the fame will come into your life, prayer and submit to God, amen, you can't help but praise, amen. When we pray and take God's answer from your prayer, amen, you're going to praise him, amen. Sister, I believe over the same world ago, but God has brought for my long way, amen. And because God has brought for my long way, she come back and give God the praise, amen. I remember power, amen, in my own life, amen. Me and Sister Ray, we had an old car we drove years ago. I couldn't afford a beefy car. For every time I went to work, every time I went to church, I had to get a beefy car. And she was inside the car, starting it up while I was under the car, putting a food bag on it, trying to click it over, amen. I thank God she didn't run over me, amen. Woo! But thank God, I remember praying a prayer for the Lord. I said, Lord, if you ever bless me, amen, bless me with a car. So I won't have to give me for it, amen. And just like jump on it, amen. Don't remember we have come a mighty long way. I remember power, amen, when every pound of rain, water came down through a roof, amen. Had to pick buckets and put them, amen. But God, look at somebody, but God. Think about every time, amen, went for get some supper going on, amen. Remember how much about the cornbread and beans, a piece of fatback. Y'all know what fatback is? Y'all know what I'm talking about, amen. But those were the conditions of life, amen. But God, yes. I brought for a mighty long way, amen. Yes. But God, amen, put coal on our back. Yes. But God, put food on our table, shelf on our head. But God, and before we give God the praise, before we bless him, amen, before we adore him, but bring him a mighty long way, amen. Yes. Could not go into a restaurant ever go. Yes. It says white only. Amen. I would look at him and tell him to go back the other way. Go around back of a bus place, amen. Go on the bus and get to the back of the bus. Come not stay there, but God has brought us for a mighty long way. Amen. They have a decent church to go to. Church was rocking, amen. Hard pews, amen. But God, look, man, we got cushion pews. We had home and four back up there. You know what I'm talking about, brother? Back up there, you hit the pole. Give me that whole time. I'm talking about the old church. Yeah. Who we have come from. And look where we at now. Got our condition. We had something called the little fans. Sweat rolled off our face. Fires jumping around. But now we got our condition. Heat pumps. Sit meal and comfort. Gotten too comfortable now. We cross our legs, trip back, can't give God the praise. Woo! Lord have mercy. Sometimes we need to go back. Come on now. Because God has been good. Go back and remember from where you come from. Go back and remember how mighty God has been in your life. Amen. Has been healed your body. Has it set you free? Oh, look at somebody and say, the blood still works. Look at somebody and say, the word of God still works. Look at somebody and say, the spirit of the Lord still works. Look at somebody and say, God Still works. In spite of our sins, in spite of our shortcomings, he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, cast down for our peace. When you battle on Calvary's cross, that blood, but balance still works, amen. Love still works. Joy still works. The joy of our salvation and peace of mind still works. Don't we have a peace now? That's a past all of us, man. That's still working, man. It's been long suffering. How are we going through a valley of a shadow of death? Amen? You feel lonely sometimes. But God, everybody say, but God. But God is still working in the valley. In the valley of finances, in the valley of sickness, in the valley of multiple problems, in the valley of trust problems. Oh, Lord, how much it still works. And then lastly, your faith in God. It still works. Think about how many mountains have been removed. Amen? You can go through that mountain. You can go around it. It was too big. So we gave it all over to God. And what God did? God worked it out. Oh, come on, give a little hand clap, amen. God the Lord worked it out. How many times have it worked out for you? In spite of our shortcomings, in spite of what we're going through. But just remember, all this time I'm encouraging you today, but when God blesses you, and because God has blessed you in the past, be reminded. But come back and give him a praise. Hey, come back and be reminded, man, that God's good. Don't be ashamed of your praise, amen. Amen. God bless you, man. Don't be ashamed of your praise, amen. Can you stand? As we have heard the word of God this morning, I pray that something has been said to change your mind. Something has been said to encourage your heart in the Lord. We pray that somebody will move to come. Somebody has been in trust for a long time, but has lost the fire, has lost the praise, has lost the rhythm of hands, because they're ashamed. But give God a praise. Well, right now, you can come because God has saved you. Come and pick up walk my mile and say, Lord, here I am. Here I am. I want to come down to meet you right now, Lord. Right? Might be somebody this morning that wants to come and pray. Come on, come on. Come on, Lord. Somebody needs to pray. Somebody needs prayer. Somebody going through a crisis. Somebody going through a heartache. Somebody going through something that cannot handle themselves. Or somebody just needs to come and say, Lord, I want to praise you. God bless you, brother.
I'm going to pray.
Amen.
It's not for me. It's for my daughter.
Amen. Amen.
I told the Lord this morning, if he wants to take her, let her stay. Take me.
Amen.
I've been on this earth for 63 years.
Amen.
And I don't mind leaving my life, giving my life
Amen.
To the Lord. For my daughter.
Amen. Come on, y'all. Come on. Y'all, come on, gather around with his brother, man. We're going to pray for him.
Pray for my daughter.
Pray for me, brother. Pray for his daughter.
Well, I already prayed.
Amen.
I prayed this morning, hard. She called me 6:30 this morning.
Amen.
I prayed hard, tears and everything for her.
Amen.
And I asked the Lord, please, Amen. Spare her, take me.
Amen.
I've been here 63 years. I don't mind. For my children.
Come on, come on, come on.